But there are a couple of things that we need to address from this passage that I did poorly with, at least. Well, yeah, I did do poorly in the debate. And Joey, I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on this. When the discussion came up both during the debate and afterwards about what death means, this group of people in Jude 7 are who appear to be alive right now, are said to have perished in the rebellion of Korah in verse 11, and verse 13, I think it is, or verse 12 calls them doubly dead or twice dead. If death is, and we're going to be talking about death a little bit more, a little bit later in this conversation, assuming we don't, run out of time, but because we're going so long. But you know, if we think that dead, at least in the kind of death we think is inflicted by the second death, if we think it means what we think it means, how can these people who are living be called right now twice dead and said to have perished? How do we address that kind of thing, Joey?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. One thing I've noticed with these kind of passages, they're referring to the lost as being dead, as already perished. Well, the Bible on several occasions will take descriptions of things to come and will use, the present tense describing them as if they're already here. One example comes to mind immediately is Romans 8:10, where Paul, he's writing to a bunch of saved believers. He tells them that he says that their bodies are dead, but their spirits are alive through righteousness. Now, their bodies aren't dead. Obviously, he's not speaking to disembodied corpses. Paul is speaking to live people. Their bodies aren't dead. They will be dead. They're as good as dead. They're mortal, and therefore they're going to die. So he describes, he says to them that they are dead. We see this in other cases. Again, in Romans 8. See if I can pull up the exact passage here. I want to say 8:30, but Paul's listing off, what God has done, for those who have been saved. He lists off this list, they've been justified and so forth. He ultimately says, and if so, then he has glorified us. Now, we're not glorified presently, at least not in the way that we're going to be, especially since he already said our bodies are dead. So that's something in the future, but Paul speaks of it as current. Or 2 Timothy 1:10, how Jesus abolished death. Like, death hasn't been abolished. People are still dying spiritually. People are still dying physically. Like, in no way can we say that death is gone or rendered powerless in any sense. But by dying on the cross, Jesus kind of put that final, I've heard it described as D-Day in World War II. He's made the demise of death, inevitable. Like, it's just a matter of, it's guaranteed to happen, so it's described in current language.
Okay, but what